Hey everyone, it's Jesse Gasparo here. This is the Practical Christian Podcast. With me, we have Jesse Baptiste.
Hi guys.
And Peter Campbell.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Good.
Today's question is around the topic of forgiveness. I'll read the question and then open in prayer, and then Peter, if you'll start us off. The question is, what is the role of forgiveness in Christianity, and how can it be practiced in daily life? So, way harder question than it at first appears. All right, let's just open in prayer. Our God and Father, we thank you once again for this opportunity. We thank you for this platform. We thank you for this this technology that allows us to seek to answer a question. And we just pray that you would give us wisdom and grace as we have a discussion on this topic. We pray that it would be not just information, but that it would be real and practical and help us live here. And we just pray that we would be those who would be in the Spirit, always willing to be forgiving and forgiving one another and those who wrong us. And we just pray that we would have that same Spirit that you have, our God and our Father. We just commit ourselves into your hands, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, yeah. So if we're looking at forgiveness, I think there's definitely a few aspects to it. But I think, Jesse, as you just alluded to in prayer, there's really the Lord Jesus is obviously the perfect example of forgiveness. We as humans and people have all sinned, and we need forgiveness essentially continually. We can't keep from doing things that are sinful, basically. The Lord Jesus himself had the ultimate display of forgiveness. And when he was here on earth, he was ridiculed, he was met with opposition, but on the cross he said, Father, forgive them, right? So there's this amazing display of forgiveness. So I think as we think of it and discuss it in our practical lives, can keep that as kind of a backdrop and in the back of our minds. But really, I think forgiveness this way in everyday life is really a mindset that needs to kind of sink in, and a view that has to kind of be something we're thinking of. There's going to be people who will wrong us in everyday life, on purpose or not on purpose, and forgiveness is a necessary part of maintaining relationships with others, but also it helps us as well in being able to kind of move forward with those relationships too. So kind of use that as a building block for the discussion too, to kind of move on a little bit too.
Yeah, I was thinking along the same lines, that forgiveness is sort of an attitude of our spirit, right? Like, we should be quick and willing to forgive. And it's so easy to have this conversation when none of us are like, really, I don't know, maybe you guys have something, someone who's actively sinning against you or hurting you or offending you or whatever. And it's very hard to forgive in that moment. And it's something that needs to be a regular mindset of our lives. And I was thinking of the Lord's Prayer. And there are groups who feel that that's something that we should say on a regular basis. I don't have a problem with that. There's also those who say, it's just an example. It's not necessarily for us to, that's a whole separate discussion. But regardless, in the prayer is the phrase, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, right? So the topic of forgiveness is something that's brought up. And if this is something that the Lord wanted us to say on a regular basis, the topic of forgiveness would be always kind of fresh in our minds, as you're saying that prayer, right, like that's going to come to mind, right? Like, forgive us our debts as we forgive those who trespass against us. So then in your mind, am I forgiving those who've trespassed against me? Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of this thing that's a reminder perpetually, you know, just as a thought, like, I don't need to get in the discussion of, you know, if that's something to say every day or not, but just that, you know, continual reminder to be forgiving, because as humans, we're very slow to forgive. And that's why it's so remarkable how the Lord Jesus was on the cross, right? As the nails are being hammered in, he's asking for forgiveness, right? Mm. That's not normal. Like, that is not a normal response to that situation. And so, like, that's why everyone around, like the thief on the cross and the centurion, like, they're witnessing how this man is responding to this. And clearly they're, you know, they're moved by what he's doing. And so it's something that is hard, easy to talk about, but hard to actually live out.
Yeah, I mean, forgiveness is a part of the divine character, right? I mean, it's not natural to forgive somebody. Let's be honest, as human beings, it's not natural to forgive somebody. It's part of a divine character. That's why we learn from it. It says, you know, the Bible talks about forgiving others just how I forgave you, because it comes from God. It's forgiveness comes from God. And we always know in the world, their forgiveness is, well, I'll forgive you, but I won't forget, right? Mm. Well, that's not forgiveness, right? Because forgiveness is like, you're not remembering what the other person did. In Hebrews chapter 8, it says, for I will forgive their wickedness, I remember their sins no more. That's what it is. It's forgiveness is forgetting the wrong that has been done and not remembering anymore. See, sometimes a human being, we say, well, I forgive you. But the next time we have an argument or disagreement, that comes back up again. And we're remembering it. And that's not really forgiveness. Forgiveness is forgetting. And then also, I think forgiveness is, we can only do that by spending time with the Lord and as we draw from his character, as we become more like him. I think of Stephen, right? When Stephen was getting stoned, he started to emulate the Lord, just like on the cross when he says, Father, forgive them. He said, lay not this sin to their charge. When he was getting stoned to those people, he was forgiving them while it was killing him, stoning him to death. But again, he was spent so much time with the Lord. He was full of the Spirit that he was able to forgive them. And that's the thing, is that for us to be Christians who forgive, you have to spend time with the Lord. You have to be in his word. You have to have his character. Because as you get his character, you'll see, you know, you'll be able to forgive. It's the Bible says, when he was reviled, he reviled not again. You see all these patterns that he could have, you know, lashed out at these people and think, but he chose to forgive. Even Peter, when he betrayed him, right? He came and met Peter at the sea, and he says, do you love me? I mean, like, he could have just been like, you know, like, you know, I will forgive you, you betrayed me at my lowest point, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, you should have been there, right? But we see like how he went and he reached out. He had a thing of love. So I think that should be the character we take on.
Yeah, another verse along those lines is in First John, kind of looking at the Lord, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. So that's the ultimate forgiveness, right? But like you said, forgetting the sin, forgetting those trespasses is something that is, they go hand in hand, right? You part of forgiveness is not holding that against someone else, being able to still have a relationship with that person, whatever it is, is necessary. Forgiveness, the Lord explains it, it's essentially a commandment. It's not really a recommendation. It's something we are to do. It says in a number of different places, but the one I would read is Matthew 6. If you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. It's kind of just a necessary part of interaction that we as Christians are to have. Course, as we're saying, it's easier said than done, but it is something that if it's on our minds continually, like we mentioned in the prayer that the Lord gave to the disciples, that it should kind of come more naturally if it's more on our mind. An interesting part of forgiveness is it's not obvious always to the person who the interaction is with, right? The Lord, when he healed the paralytic man, he showed an outward action of healing that paralytic man as a sign to show that his sins were forgiven. Because when you, it's easy to say, I forgive you, but really it's a heart matter. So we're really the only ones who know if we're forgiving someone else, right? We can display actions outwardly that show we've forgiven them if we still kind of have interactions with them. We don't really hold it against them, grudges and things like that. But really it's our own personal heart matter that we kind of have to take on as Christians that others might not really notice all the time.
Yeah, that's good. I was thinking of the passage. When the Lord's asked, like, how many times should I forgive my brother? Right.
Yeah.
It's 70 times 70 seven. Times seven. It's like, it's the same thing, right? If it's the same thing over and over, he's like 70 times seven. And not that it's that number, but you know, to be perpetually willing to forgive if they're genuinely repentant. And I was thinking of 2 Corinthians, where, you know, they've dealt with the issue in 1 Corinthians of the man who had his father's wife and that whole, all the immorality that was going on. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, he talks about forgiving the man. That like sufficient is the punishment. Now, like he's telling them, reaffirm your love. And then in verse 10 of chapter 2, he says, now whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For if indeed I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven that one for your sakes in the presence of Christ, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So it seems not only is it essential to have that spirit of forgiveness, but to not be willing to forgive gives Satan an advantage, right, over us. So it gives him, an advantage to affect our lives. So that's something we have to really be on guard against too. If we're unwilling to forgive, we're actually, you know, giving the devil opportunity against us.
That's correct. Yeah, I think that's something that we should be mindful of, that when we don't forgive, it makes us harbor almost hatred in our heart because we've been hurt, right? That person affected us or hurt us in some way. And so that hurt is going to turn, it's going to turn to some kind of feeling. It's going to turn to hatred. The Bible talks about that in Proverbs. It says, I can't find it now, but it's Proverbs. I think it's Proverbs chapter 18 or so. It talks about the separation of friends, hatred, you know, if you don't forgive, that hatred can separate friends. And so that's something that, again, that we have to be mindful of, that we have to acknowledge that we have been hurt, right? You know, when you have to forgive somebody, that means that you've been affected in some way, right? But forgiveness is taking a low place. And that's also the mind of Christ, right? Is that us as human beings, our nature is prideful. Somebody did this to me, so I'm going to do something to you, or I'm going to treat you in a different manner. But that's not the mind of Christ. In Philippians chapter 2, it says that he humbled himself, right? And that's what he says, we're supposed to have that mind. The mind of Christ is taking a low place. Forgiveness is taking a low place, even though that person maybe deserves something else. Just like us, we deserve hell. We deserve punishment. He forgave us, you know, the same way we're supposed to treat others who hurt us. We're supposed to give them, you know, our forgiveness and not hold them up in our hearts and cause hatred and different things like that. So, I mean, I think it's, if I iterate, is that it's hard in the world to forgive, but in order for you to forgive, you have to spend time with the Lord. You have to have It comes from a divine character as a Christian, spending time with him. Because us as Christians, you know, sometimes somebody may do something to us, and you know what? You may have strong feelings about that. I mean, I know I worked with somebody at my job one time, and this guy, he didn't like me whatsoever. I don't know why, right? I mean, and this guy, you know, he tried all different things to get under my skin. And you know what? It's only through divine character I was able to keep my cool and able to forgive him and move past it. But people used to tell me, oh, you should do this to him. You should tell him off. You should, you know, thing. And you could compromise your testimony that way also. So it's just an encouragement that, you know, that we should be mindful how Christ's example was on the cross, how he was to people who did all manner of things towards him. And they tried to push him over a precipice. They tried to do all different things to him, and he still died on the cross for them, right? And then you could look at Joseph, right? Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery. They did all, and they came back to him. He could have said, well, you know, I'm going to get these guys starving, right? Because they did all these things to me. But it's taking a low place, even though they've done you wrong.
And I think there's also the difference between, there's going to be times where those around us in the world might do wrong by us, but there's also times when other Christians may offend us or even do something that's not right, and it affects us in a negative way. So there's still a place of forgiveness, and it shouldn't be any different. I'll clarify that by saying our forgiveness of others should not be only for those who are believers, let's say, or especially more lenient or something like that. It's to be across the board. There are going to be times when things happen that we need forgiveness. I think also there's the point of, if we do something wrong, that we should seek forgiveness of others. If we ourselves recognize that we maybe offended somebody, or something was taken the wrong way, or maybe in a moment of weakness or something, we do something that we shouldn't have, we should seek out forgiveness of others. Again, it's just what that there should be that mindset on both sides, in order for relationships to continue, whether it's believers with believers or non-believers, the coworkers, whoever we would interact with. It's just a necessary part of life, and it's going to continue on, because as we know, none of us are perfect, and there's going to be instances of this where forgiveness is needed, and we might have to seek it out ourselves too.
Yeah, I was thinking too, like when we, especially with believers, in Matthew 18, where it talks about confronting someone. You know, it talks about, you know, you bring your accusation to them, and the goal is to restore them, right? The purpose of that interaction is to like reunite and to be able to come together, and for there to be restoration and forgiveness. It doesn't explicitly state that, but you're trying to gain your brother back, right? Because something came in between you, and you're trying to deal with it in order to like have unity again. And obviously, if there's an unwillingness to admit that there was fault there, you know, then it becomes, you know, you've got two or three, and then the whole, you know, the whole assembly, and you go. But the ultimate goal is like, you're trying to deal with a problem that came, like you were hurt and you want to forgive, but you have to deal with it and let them know. And it's hard, to kind of reach that mindset. Sometimes you want to go guns blazing and just tear this person down and like make it so you never have to deal with them ever again. Right. And that's not it either. It's so challenging, to have this mindset, like how, like the question, right, is how can it be practiced in daily life? And so every day, like little things happen, right? You have all these interactions with people. We're constantly dealing with other people, unless maybe you work from home and you just work on the computer and don't have to talk to anybody. But, you know, even with your family, with people outside, the person who cut you off on the road, like all of these little things can fuel our anger and make us. And like, sometimes if we're not willing to forgive and we're so angry and upset, that also can cause us to sin. So this is something like to be willing to forgive in those moments when you're hurt, instead of reacting in anger, instead of saying something that you can't take back, instead of, you know, lashing out, to like reach out with forgiveness and kindness instead. That's like, imagine how much more powerful a testimony that is, right? For someone to see how upset you are, to see how hurt you were, and yet you forgive them and you act differently than the rest of the world would. And that's, it's so easy to talk about this, right? Like all of this, I'm not just, you know, it's not like I've arrived at this, right? I need to work on this just as much as everybody else. And it's a challenge, right? It's like we said, it's not a normal thing. Like, it's not normal to forgive. It's not normal to like have that mindset and to have that response.
I want to also, when you talked about going to win your brother, and so I wanted to touch on that in terms of all of this has to be done out of love, right? If it's not done out of love, then it's not going to work, right? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, it says, you know, if you give your body to be burnt and you do all these different things and it doesn't have love, it doesn't mean anything, right? The one thing that driver of all of this is love for others and love for the Lord. And I think that's what changed your mindset in a practical way. The world wants you to hate each other, hate the things they do. This person rubbed me the wrong way. You know, I'm not going to hang out with that person anymore. I'm not going to talk to them. I'm not going to think that's not what the Lord teaches. Right. And I like this scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. It says the love for the love of Christ compels us or constrains us, right? Controls us. That should be controlling us. That should be when we have restraint. That's what restrains us from telling somebody off is the love of Christ. When we have, you know, when we feel somebody does wrong or we've done somebody wrong, that should control us or compel us, as Peter says, to go ask for forgiveness or to forgive, right? The love of Christ has to be the thing that controls us and compels us. If that's not control us in a practical way, if we're not spending time with him, if we're not drawing from that energy, if you watch the TV or if you on Instagram, TikTok, whatever, or you're getting your stuff from the world, you're going to be angry all the time. As you said, somebody cut you off. You next thing you know, you running them down on the road. You on their bumper. You know, say, you know, you're like, oh, how did I get like this? Because, you know what I'm saying? You're something you tightly won, right? And so I think it's something that we have to always be mindful of, that the love of Christ should compel us, that everything we do should be out of love for Christ and for the love of for Christ and of Christ, right? And I think that should be something that we always have to be mindful in our mind, that us forgiving is not, oh, to make me look good, but is to again, further Christ, but also do it out of love, or it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it's definitely a heart matter, and it's definitely a mindset. The heart and mind have to be kind of aligned in order for forgiveness to really have its full effect. The one other thing I would mention too, and maybe that's something simple that we can just think about in our daily lives. A lot of times somebody will tell us, oh, I'm sorry I did this, I messed up here. And usually what the phrase is we say, oh, it's okay, right? We say it's okay. But if we simply say, oh, I forgive you, like just replacing it's okay with I forgive you kind of keeps that mindset, that idea in the back of our mind, that's kind of, it gets us closer to that idea of where we're coming from and what that mindset of forgiveness is. Just saying it out loud can be a little reminder. So maybe that's just a little encouragement for each one of us to kind of just, instead of saying it's okay, I forgive you. It's kind of just the repetitiveness. Sometimes we need all these reminders, right? But that's, I think, something that might help each one of us in our daily lives too, just to kind of get in that mindset.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. And just one little reminder, I just want to remind us too, is that sometimes when our brethren wrong us, right? Like say, you know, I know Peter, you're touching on that. It's not just people in the world. Sometimes it could be, you know, brethren amongst us. Is that that we don't fight against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, right? Sometimes the enemy can use anybody, right? And sometimes it could use me, it could use somebody else. And so it's not, again, us not looking at that person and having hatred towards them or looking at them. Sometimes we have to say, look, you know what I'm saying? You know, have a conversation with them and say, look, you know, where you forgive them or we have to look at them and say, look, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't think it's that, you know, it's not that person, right? You know what I'm saying? I don't want us to look at that person and saying this person is bad or what's not. You know what I'm saying? It could be, you know, hey, sometimes you may talk to them and they'll be going through something in their life and it may be causing them to act, react in that way or act in that way. And so we have to have grace towards each other. I think we have to have, you know, grace and kind of like forbear for one another and reach out to them. But don't feel like we're not fighting against one another, right? You know, that's not what we're doing. Amen. So we should forgive one another.
I forgive you.
Thank you. you're gonna have to have a lot of forgiveness with me. That's 70 times 7.
I'm just kidding. No, yeah, I mean it's a hard thing and it's a choice, right? Like we have to make that choice to forgive. It's an action. It's not like it's something that we do. And it takes place in the heart and the mind, and yeah. It's a good question and it's a good challenge, a good reminder for all of us really to forgive. Those who are willing to forgive and quick to forgive, you just see the work of Christ in them, right? Mm. Like it's an action, it's an act of Christ. Like I know in my life when, you know, I was being confronted with horrible things I'd done and someone was willing to forgive me. It was just like in those moments, you feel the love of Christ more than any other time. And that, at least for me, when I was being forgiven, when someone was willing to like actually still embrace me and love me, even though I had done all this stuff, it's just, there's nothing more Christ-like than that forgiveness.
Hmm.
So thank you both for taking the time. Really appreciate it. And thank you to whoever asked the question. It's a good challenging question for us.
Amen.
All right, you guys have a good night. And please, those listening, thank you for your prayers. Please continue to pray for this and for this work. We really appreciate it. God bless. Thank you.